One, I just wanted to update all of you, but I would first like to say how grateful I am for all of the love and support. You guys have no idea how much you have gotten me through the day and a half of just torment and a nightmare. I can't believe what transpired yesterday. I'm going to leave the details out of it, but we have the understanding that the DEC will not tell us whether or not Peanut is alive or not.
Brothers and sisters, they have just unalived Peanut the Squirrel, who has touched millions and millions of lives on social media and has caused a firestorm in the state of New York after the animals were seized and euthanized. Oh my gosh. Brothers and sisters, I know you probably heard the story before. You've probably seen millions of clips. We're going to go over a couple of clips, maybe a couple of headlines, but I'm going to do something that nobody on YouTube is going to show you. And I'm going to show you the financials, because we're talking about a public figure here. I'm assuming there's going to be a GoFundMe. I don't want you to be ripped off because your heartstrings are pulled. Let's check to make sure this is legitimate, because I've seen this play happen many of times. I don't want you to get ripped off, especially the people who listen to me. We're going to go to the IRS website. We're going to check to see if these people are legitimate. But if they are, this is a sad story. So let's check this out. So if you don't know who it is, it says Peanut the Squirrel is a beloved pet who was an internet sensation before New York State officials confiscated and then unalived it. Is drawn even more social media attention after the rodent's death. I don't even know if you can call it rodents. Is that right? Can you call? Oh, anyway, I don't, you know, we're in a politically correct society. I don't even know if you could say rodent, but let's just say that it is. Say that the State Department of Environmental Conservation, the DEC, actually seized Peanut and the raccoon named Fred from owner Mark Longo's home and animal sanctuary in rural Pine City near the Pennsylvania border earlier this week. Oh my gosh. I think they even said they got some anonymous call or somebody called in. And this is not, you know, unique. You know, usually when people get successful, people on the internet get very, very hostile. They start hating. They don't like them. I mean, maybe they did something to somebody. I don't know. But to call animal rescue on these animals that's been on the internet, it seems like they have a great life. You know, I don't know. You know, everything's weird on social media, but I mean, I don't know. Listen, let's just keep going. I don't want to make any assumptions here. Look at Elon Musk, what he wrote. He says, if you strike me down, I will become more powerful than you could possibly imagine. OBP Nut Kenobi. That's funny. Another tweeted John Wick. It says, the internet, after hearing what they did to Peanut the Squirrel. That's crazy. Let's keep going here. You're sheltering a pet squirrel and raccoon, are you not? If you can't see this, I'm so sorry. I'm laughing on the podcast, but come over to our YouTube channel. We're going over some of these funny memes that people are putting up on social media in support of this pet squirrel. Chef Nerd actually put RIP Peanut. It says illegal immigrants. The government act like they're blind. But with pet squirrels, they're all on it. Looks like there's a little bit of history here. It says Logos and his wife, or Longo, I'm so sorry, and his wife established an animal sanctuary called Peanuts Freedom Farm last year, inspired by the squirrel. So they do have an animal sanctuary. So what I'm assuming is that they have a nonprofit. So it looks like there's a clip here by TMZ. They actually have a tweet here on X. It says the owners of Peanut the Squirrel are going nuclear on government officials in New York, accusing the state of abusing power and wasting taxpayer funds to seize and kill their pets. So brothers and sisters, this is not my specialty. The court of public opinion is not where I shine. I mean, everyone's going to have their opinion. Everybody's going to have their assumption, but I like to go off of the facts. So I don't know what's going on here. I really don't really even know what's going on social media, but it seems like everyone's in an uproar. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to check on this organization. And he said he opened up a foundation. So I'm gonna check on that. And I'm assuming that it's a nonprofit organization, and he's probably going to have a GoFundMe. Most of the time, this is what happens. People feel sorry for. They want to figure out where they can send money. And I'm sure he's going to put some type of post where he's going to want to spread that information to help support the cause that he has started. But we want to make sure that we are looking at the right things before we put our money out there, right or wrong. All right, let's take a look here. All right, so it looks like we have Peanuts Freedom Farm. Let's go here to the website. Looks like they do have a tax ID number. What I'm going to do is I'm going to copy this ID number. I might need it. Peanuts Freedom Farm Animal Sanctuary, a place where second chances become reality. It must be the squirrel here. A little bit about them. You know, I don't really care what's on the website. They could put whatever they want on the website. Let's go to the IRS. Let's take a look here. So it looks like they're registered in New York. So what I'm going to do is go to irs.gov. We're going to do a search. Let's see, nonprofits. Not now. So charities and non. Oh, here we go. Was that a search? Let's go back. Here we go. Tax exempt organization search. That's what we want. We're going to go to the search tool, tax exempt organizations. We're going to search for tax exempt organizations here. It looks like we have the EIN number. Let's put it there. We'll search all the databases. Here we go. Peanut S. Freedom Farm Animal Sanctuary, Pine City. Everything matches up. This EIN number matches. So they have the determination letter. So let's take a look at this letter. So if you can see this, it looks like it's registered to Peanuts Freedom Farm Animal Sanctuary. They have the employer ID. They have the employer ID number or the EIN number, which represents the company, which is good. Then they have the public charity status as 170B1AVI. The form 990 is actually required. That means if you make over $50,000 or more, that's going to be there. But this is their letter. So it says that we are pleased to tell you we determined you're exempt from federal income taxes under Internal Revenue Code IRC Section 501c3. Donors can deduct contributions they make to you under IRC Section 170. You're also qualified to receive tax deductible bequests, devises, transfers, or gifts under Section 2055, 2106, or 2522. This letter could help resolve questions on your exempt status. Please keep it for your record. So if you question it, they are exempt. They can actually give this letter and it's straight from the IRS. So it is legit. Let's take a look at the public charity status and see what that's all about. Let's see if I can pull this up here. So what I did, I went to the IRS website once again to determine your foundation's classification. 501c3 has a foundation classification. The two main classifications are public charity and private foundation. And look, we find it right here, 170B1AV1, which is a public charity which receives substantial support in the form of grants and contributions from governmental units, the general public, and other public charities. So this is saying that they can receive income from people like you who feel they want to actually contribute to something like this. So status match, numbers match. It's not like they made up this form. This is right on the IRS government website. So we are good to go there. I really like what I'm seeing here so far. Now let's see about their financials. Now, typically you can actually look up nonprofit financials online. And what I went to here is what are my filing responsibilities once I receive or apply for my tax exempt status? So what it says here, an organization that normally has $50,000 or more in gross receipts and that is required to file an exempt organization information return must file either Form 990, Return of Organization Exempt from Income Taxes, or Form 990-EASY, short form Return of Organization Exempt from Income Taxes. Now, you don't have to remember those things. This is just what we're seeing on the website. Form 990 looks like this. So let's see if they've actually filed one. Or when they even, let's see here. Let's see who's required to file here. So organizations with gross receipts and assets below certain thresholds at the end of their tax year may file the easy form or the short form. Let me see here. What are those thresholds here? Below 50,000. Okay. Let me see something here. So I went to the annual exempt organization return. So who must file? So they must file this return because I can't find their return anywhere. I went to their profile. I don't see it here. Let's see if they're exempt. Every organization exempt from federal income tax under Internal Revenue Code Section 501A must file an annual information return except And let's see if there's any exclusions. Religious activity, no. A government unit, no. This might be it. An exempt organization other than a private foundation that normally has an annual gross receipt of $50,000 or less and therefore is eligible to file an annual electronic notice form 990 in instead of an annual information return. That's probably what happened. They're probably less than $50,000. That's probably what they're getting it from. That makes sense. Now, going back to the letter, it looks like they recently established this September 25th, 2023. So it's not like they came in, stole them, and then they started this nonprofit. This is already in existence. So that part matches up perfectly to his story. But that's pretty soon. 2023, let me see something. All right, so we know that they started less than a year ago. It says the annual electronic filing requirement for small exempt organizations, because maybe they're less than $50,000. Let's just assume that. And that they have to file this form 990 in. Who may file form 990 in to satisfy their annual reporting requirements? That means no paper forms. Up, here we go. It says small tax exempt organizations generally are eligible to file form 990 in to satisfy their annual reporting requirement if their annual gross receipts are normally $50,000 or less. And it says gross receipts are considered to be normally $50,000 or less if the organization has been in existence for 1 year or less and received or donors have pledged to give $75,000 or less during its first tax year. Brothers and sisters, that means they're not raking in this dough. They have millions and millions of followers and people are probably, you know, really into this squirrel, but they're not making that much money in that organization or that charity. It seems like it's very new. They're probably just getting their feet wet. It looks like they're less than a year old, or maybe they're approaching their 1 year mark. So I don't know. Let's see what he's saying. Hold on 1 second. Let me play a clip of him actually talking about the organization and maybe possible ways that people can donate to him. Hold on 1 second.
Hi, everyone. I just wanted to update all of you, but I would first like to say how grateful I am for all of the love and support. You guys have no idea how much you have gotten me through the day and a half of just torment and a nightmare. I can't believe what transpired yesterday. I'm going to leave the details out of it, but we have the understanding that the DEC will not tell us whether or not Peanut is alive or not. So I can't give you a definitive answer of whether or not he's still here with us. I hope we have an opportunity to take him back and continue this journey on starting a nonprofit in a squirrel's name. Starting this nonprofit has been a dream come true. Showing the life of a squirrel has been nothing but incredible, and I can't thank you all for the love and support. So please continue to check the GoFundMe out. Please donate if you can. We have hired a legal team, so there's going to be a lot of expenses coming our way. So I just want to say thank you for everybody who signed petitions and emailed and called and really supported us. Hopefully we could bring Peanut home, but I can't do it without you guys. So thank you so, so much from the bottom of my heart. I love each and every one of you. Thank you for looking out for me and my family and the animals here at Peanut Farina Farm. It means the world to me. So thank you, and I will keep you updated as we go along.
That's a blessing that he said he's going to keep you updated as things go along, and he's doing it the right way. So he's hiring a legal team. You know, a lot of people who are scammers or people who are taking money, a lot of times they don't want to involve the law. It looks like he's being very proactive and he's encouraging people to come in. You know, the people have already came in and looked at his, you know, his house and his home. And it's tough for somebody like that. Let me just see if he has something like that. Peanut the Squirrel's dad gives update on New York DEC seizure. I can't do it without you. Yeah, I think that's pretty much it. Let me see if they have. Okay, this is what I'm seeing here. Call for justice for Peanut the Squirrel and NYSDEC reform. So it looks like they've raised $55,000. So next year they're going to have to file that 990. And that's what I'm talking about here, is that if someone is receiving a substantial amount of income from the general public, they are filed under that code. So next year, not this year, but next year, we're actually going to see and make sure they reported, because if they've raised over $55,000, now they're over that reporting threshold. So next year, we will be able to see how much money they actually raised and what they spent the money on. And that's what's really important. Am I saying don't donate now? No. Am I saying donate now? I'm not saying donate now. But look at this. Anonymously, $5,000 was donated to this individual. It looks like there's 1.4 thousand people who've donated so far. I'm assuming that number is going to go up. They're 80% to their goal. They're also going to need some money for legal team. So all that stuff goes into play. It looks like there's some backstory here about this animal. Like I said, he's touched millions and millions of people. So I think a lot of people understand who he is and what he's all about. But brothers and sisters, I really want to bring this to your attention, because what we just did here in the last, 10, 15 minutes or so, or however long that it was, we just did our due diligence. We made sure we went to the IRS government website. We want to make sure we check their charitable status, make sure the contributions that we're actually making to this foundation are tax deductible, because we're helping this cause, a sanctuary, but we're also helping ourselves. It's a win-win in this situation. Giving money in charity doesn't have to be one way. And that's why I tell people all the time, your church is a 501c3. So when you're making contributions to your church, you should be able to benefit too. Every time that you put money into the basket, it goes into what they call a general fund. So they can't attribute that to you. Is that the word I'm looking for? Yeah. They can't attribute those assets to you unless you put it in an envelope and say it is from AB Ridgeway Wealth Management, and they can credit you. And then every time that you contribute money, where you're going to keep a log, because if you're putting cash, we never know what that counting looks like, right? You are going to be able to write that off on your taxes, and you're going to be able to get credit. So don't think that the church can get tax breaks, but you can't get any tax breaks. Same thing with this peanut. If you're really into animals and you feel like this is a good cause you want to support, and this helps expand God's kingdom, because these are good people who are going to help the world, go ahead and donate if you want to. So I'm not telling you to donate. I'm not telling you not to donate. What I'm telling you to do is just like I did, go do some due diligence. And I'm not telling you to go to the IRS website. I'm not telling you to dig deep into these people's personal finances. But brothers and sisters, we have to do our research. We have all these things that's going online that's trying to pull on our heartstrings and take all of our money. I just did this because I want to make sure that when this story is going around, you as a listener to my show can say, you know what? AB Ridgeway's right. I need to do some research before I look up this charitable donation. We just did a story, or we're about to do a story, on the Ladies of Luxury. We're actually doing some research right now where they claim to be an LLC. But when we go to the website, when we go to the Secretary of State in Illinois, we went to Indiana, we went to Georgia, we went to Tennessee, we didn't see no registration. So they claim to be from Gatlinburg, Tennessee. But we're looking it up. We don't see any registrations. We don't see active, and we don't see any inactive status for the LLC. So people are going on these trips, giving $11,000 all the way to Dubai, going all to other states and countries, and we don't even know if they're established as a legitimate business or not. Brothers and sisters, we have to do our due diligence. But that's what I'm here for. So if you see this story, you can talk intelligently to your friends and family and says, listen, this is a legitimate business according to the IRS government website. Now, how they manage the money going forward, that is going to be a story for a future show. But as of right now, we know two things for sure. They are a charitable organization under a 501c3. We know that they can receive donations from the general public. And two, we know that next year, now that they've earned over $50,000, they have to report their record. So if you see this next year or around September, after all the taxes and stuff are taken care of for the next following year, you can see where they spent the money. And then at that point, if you feel like you still want to contribute or you still want to do something to help this cause, go ahead and do it. If that is on your heart to do, don't say AB Ridgeway make the recommendation or he's pushing you in this direction. No, this is nothing but an archetype. What that means is this is an example of how you vet charities. Now, I'm not saying you don't need more due diligence than this, but this is a great start. But I don't want to make this video too long. If you like videos like this, make sure you subscribe, hit that like button. Well, that's it for me. My name is AB Ridgeway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.